Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. Welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I had this thought about doing a podcast because a very specific person that I've been working with at Land Academy, for whatever reason, felt compelled to explain to me why he chose us and why he's going down the path with us. And he said and I'm going to condense his very long version of it, but really he chose us because we just are telling the truth. He thinks that we're telling the truth, and we are telling the truth. So I decided to pre-name the podcast for once in our podcasting career. We name them at the end, and this one's called Everybody Just Wants the Truth.
I love it. I love
it. Versus everybody wants to be lied to all the time, which it seems like late night television.
Oh, you know,
it seems like, you know what I'm going to say.
True.
Late night people on TV that are trying to sell real estate stuff.
It makes me think of those commercials where pop this pill and you're going to look like this. You know what I mean? You don't have to work out. You don't even have to change your diet. Just, you can drop 30 pounds and have the supermodel body.
Right.
You just take this pill.
And rub this cream on your cheek
and
it's going to be perfect.
Not going to work. You'll look like, yeah, that's right. You mean if I buy this face lotion, I get to look like Cindy Crawford?
Okay. It took exactly 38 seconds for us to get so off track on what this podcast is supposed to be.
No, it's a late night infomercial show.
So really,
you know, somebody, one of our listeners, one of the six, might be listening to this late night, so it might be very appropriate.
Somebody's probably making their kids listen to this, so that's probably like
they're eight, in the car rolling their eyes.
Instead of six people, it's eight people
in a minivan,
and half don't want to be there.
Exactly. Mommy, make it stop. Oh, that's
all right.
Good.
So okay, tell us what's going on in acquisitions.
Oh, I had a great, I received a fantastic email just a couple hours ago from a gentleman saying, hey, he had my old last name. It was kind of funny too. I'm on the list. He's like, hey, I got in touch with you. I heard from you from the Scirocco County that you might be interested in purchasing parcels in the, I think it was RGE. Area, yeah. Something like that.
I know exactly where he got our name.
Yep.
It's Socorro County.
That's
and that's okay. It's Socorro County is right next to Valencia County, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even tell you this, probably 4 months ago, I had a conversation with the, I don't know who it was. It was probably the recorder.
Mm-hmm.
It was the front line person who answers the phone there, which is usually the recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, we're getting a ton of questions about where people can sell their land. So I gave them our number.
Yep. Well, good. Yeah, thank you.
Probably should have told you guys that.
No, it's perfect. No, so I got a great email, and he's like, hey, please reply to me if you're interested in some property in this area. And, I don't say no, especially for stuff like that.
Can't say no.
Right. I said, heck yes. So please, you know, feel free to reply. Send me a list of whatever you have, and, you know, I'll take a look at it. So I love stuff like that. You know, and here's what I was thinking. I'm starting to look... I really want to focus more on bigger properties that you and I have talked about. You know, I need to beef up my 40s and things like that.
Oh,
but
larger acreage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I thought when I get this list from this gentleman, I might pass it off to some of our members as potential acquisitions for them because, hey, there might be some gold in there that they can work with and use. So that's I'll look it over and then see. And like I said, I might just pass that on.
Yeah, I mean, you never, ever want to waste acquisitions. This has happened to me throughout my career where I know that there's been tons of acquisitions that I could have done or we should have done, but there's just not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how you staff up for it, you just still miss a few.
That's true.
So good. That's good.
So, yep.
Did you buy anything this week yet?
I did. I just sent something out today, as a matter of fact. That was my ring hitting the desk.
It's kind of, your ring so heavy that it just falls down sometimes?
It kind of does. It's pulled my hand down. It just hit the desk.
It's a really good thing that this isn't a video cast.
You know what's going to happen? We used to do the video, and I think people really like that. So you and I might just have to mount another GoPro in here or two and make this a video show. It would be good.
This is what happened. We have this. We are in an executive office center, and Jill has this huge office with all these people that work for her. And I've been relegated to this super small office, which has become
the studio,
an audio and video studio. I'm not going to go into it, but I took all the ceiling tiles out, and there's lights everywhere, and
green screen.
No one wants to come here, and it's mission accomplished for me because no one ever. It's just off. Anyway,
I just said that.
We're packed in this little room with little monitors and stuff. It's funny.
I just said that to my staff. I was kind of waving, well, I'm going to the studio. See you guys in a while. They're like, oh, boy. Here she goes. I'm sure there's a little party going on now.
That's exactly what's happening. You know, I'm going to hang garlic up in here so no one comes in here
ever. There's a party going on over there. Like, the music's all loud.
I just got this new computer, and I'm dying to try it out for, you know, to do all this audio video work. And I bet it's a great computer to play games on.
I bet it is. Do you think you have any time?
What were we talking about?
Okay. I think you were probably going to ask me about my sales world.
Yes. So we know. All right. So did you finish what you bought this week?
I did finish what I bought this week. Okay. So it's going to be signed. Everybody's happy. I got a notary all lined up and piece of cake. I've learned, you know, I use notary. I learned a new one. I use a notary 123 most of the time, but I called a gentleman, the first guy on the list, but he wasn't available, and he referred me to Notary Rotary. So I actually looked that up today. NotaryRotary.com, I think it is. I just Googled it. It was really easy to find. I didn't like it as well. The way it was laid out, it didn't seem like they have the same hoops that the notaries jump through. I don't know. But the list I didn't feel comfortable with, so I went back to my Notary 123 and found a gal who was really, really nice and able to handle my stuff. And I've learned that. So when you're doing these transactions and you call a notary to arrange a signing in another city, pick the notaries that have like a long history of, they'll put in there over 3,000 documents signed, and I'm used to this, I'm used to that. I always pick the real experienced ones because they just get it. I can just say, hey, I'm sending you a one-page deed. I'm sending you a cashier's check to give to the seller upon signing. There's going to be a return postage page envelope in there, and you know, and it's easy, and they get it, and it's a, you know, 3-minute call. So
good.
That was easy.
It's good to try something new and then decide which one's best. We permanently have a new printer because of a Land Academy person that turned me on to somebody that mails these. We sub out all of our printing to get it into the mail, and she found a better person.
Mm-hmm. One of our members.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I had something else funny happen today, though, on the acquisition side. Sales side, really. You know, I feel kind of bad because I feel like, you know, we used to rely so heavily on eBay, and then eBay's become kind of hit and miss. But I'm having a new respect for eBay. It's just one of the many ways that we sell property. It's not our number one thing. It's just one of six. So it's nice when these people come through, and I actually had one that closed on Sunday, and he was calling me to take care of the transaction, and as it turns out, he wanted to back out of that. He said, I'll follow through if I need to, but he was really hoping to back out because he wants the one that's closing this next Sunday, and he's already made me a cash offer on it, which I need to go look at and get back to him. So I'm like, okay. So he was super nice, very respectful, said, I know that it costs you money, I will pay for those fees.
Great.
And yeah, which you already did.
That's great.
Yeah, I pay for the fees that I already paid. And he's like, go ahead and relist it. I'll pay for that. I'm like, done. And then he made me an offer on one that I have out there right now. I'm like, okay. So that's great.
You know, that's, and usually what you run property, the property that you typically run on eBay is not a regular acquisition for us, is it?
No. It's
in the spirit of the name of this podcast, which is Everybody Just Wants
the truth.
Yeah, okay. Tell us the truth about the kind of property that you usually put on eBay.
Yes, I put stuff on eBay that if it's going to sell, it might sell for $3.99.
So it's not the highest quality property.
But I have my rolled in my doc prep fee of $399. Mm-hmm. So I know in the end I'm getting at least $400 out of it. So it might go for $400 at the end. It might go for $1,000. It might go for $1,500, depending on the property. Because, well, the one that's coming up on Sunday is not one of those. The one that's going to close, it's a full acre somewhere else. So I know it's going to generate, it's already generated more mm-hmm. activity. But yes, you have some of the property that I put on eBay. I know I've already kind of not, I've kind of, I don't want to say written it off, but it's not a real high dollar amount. And I'm okay with that. So.
So sometimes you put higher quality property on eBay just to kind of attract a crowd. And then maybe they, what, take a look at the other stuff that we have listed.
That's true. You know, here's what I do.
You're going to get a customer for life, by the way, with this guy.
Oh, yes.
If you're totally, I mean, yeah. Can you imagine trying to buy like a pool cue or something on eBay and getting the customer service that from somebody that's selling stuff, something like that?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. So you're right. We already have a nice working relationship and everything's great. So yes. But the higher dollar amounts, the ones that I'm real serious about on eBay that I'm not going to let go for X amount, I just do them as a buy it now. So I always have that option too. So not only that, as a buy it now, I set the price that I'm willing to accept. And then it does drive more traffic that way too. I have to look at other things. So, and a lot of it, yes, is a tool to get people, because we're telling the truth. Get people looking at our ebook, get people looking at other properties, you know, because there's a lot of people looking for land for many different reasons. So.
Yeah, and again, these are probably properties that you've run by our so to speak, A-list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wrote a podcast. I just released it before we sat down to do this show. I put it on Bigger Pockets, and it's about how to build up a very large A-list, regardless of product type, quickly. You know? And it has to do with taking a look at who owns property in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they have a company, if it's in the LLC name or something like that, this works really well with rental houses and stuff. They're logical candidates to buy the property. You know, we focus on and we teach and mentor a much more in-depth look at how to do that. But if you're just starting out and you want to do it quickly, take a look at who owns a like-kind property where you have a property that you're trying to sell. See who's got it in an LLC or some type of, so it's structured where it's not just as an individual like Jill DeWitt who owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And contact them.
Look for the companies.
Yeah.
Because you know they probably owned a bunch.
Right.
Especially if there's land or real estate
or
acquisition or something, investment in their name, you know that they're a good candidate. They'll be a good candidate to buy multiple properties too. What I was just thinking about, like some of my eBay transactions, I picked up 20, 40, 50 of them in a chunk. I didn't spend a lot on them because I bought so many at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So if I leak them out, you know, maybe it's $500, $600 at a time, whatever. If I only have $50 into it, I'm pretty, and that's kind of a normal transaction. $50 into it, maybe $100 with eBay fees, let's say. And then I'm leaking them out, and I'm selling them for $500, $600 on a low day. I'm happy with that.
So
pretty good.
If you do two of those a weekend, and, you know, I'm just saying, if you're new to this, you do two of those a weekend on Sunday, which doesn't take very long at all. You're making $1,000 a Sunday. That's $4,000 a month as a side business with not a lot of work involved.
Exactly. So it doesn't sound like much, but you're right. You have to, when you sit down, like you do, Stephen,
with
a spreadsheet.
Put some garlic on the door, turn off the lights,
oh my gosh.
Turn on the computer.
You know what? Nobody knows that you grocery shop with a spreadsheet and you actually calculate. Well, don't tell me you don't know that how much the price per pound chicken is.
I know exactly that information.
I do not know that.
No, you don't.
I think you're that looks good, and that's what I'm having for dinner, so there we go.
That's why we're partners.
Exactly. Okay. Can I?
All right. So anyway, you know, in the spirit of the truth, what's going on? Like, what are you getting some type of feedback for the new products that we're launching or for, you know?
Yes.
I'd love to hear about that.
Yes. Yes. What I've been hearing is, as far as new products, that some of the ones that are getting most attention are, like we've talked about doing a, like our, I don't want to say real estate business in a box. I can't remember what the title, but along those lines, you know,
turnkey real estate business.
That's it. We keep throwing in around different versions of it. So yes, people, I have noticed that a lot of our members are really interested, and they perk up and get excited when we talk about the possible paid admin things that we might offer, including pulling reports for them. And like, they might pick the county and tell us, you know, hey, I want to have a list of this county, this many acre properties, where we go do the work for them. Those kind of admin, like reports.
Yeah.
You know, you're just so good at that, Stephen. You can do it in 5 minutes, but not everybody can do it in 5 minutes, especially right out of the gate. And a lot of people are willing to pay for that. So that's one of the things that I've been hearing that we've been talking about.
Yeah, you talked about that. We talked about this. And a huge list of theoretical products that we could release that would really help people be successful quickly. Mm-hmm. One of them was that we have several customers who are repeat buyers. I think this is the product you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, they don't want to learn how to do a mailer. They don't want to learn how to find their own property. They just want to buy it from us cheaper so that they can go and sell it. So, and it's kind of like if you bought a rental house out of the MLS and then you went and rented it out, that's what you're good at. You're good at checking people's credit reports and finding renters and all of that. You're not necessarily good at finding the cheapest house in the market at the time. That's what we're really good at.
Exactly.
So I think that's the product you're talking about, where we find property that's super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
We send a custom mailer based on what their
parameters.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's say they only want 5-acre properties in Southeastern California.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do the mailing and we retain the property, mark it up a little bit and sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's one of the products that people have talked about. Yeah. So
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's a good idea. It's easy for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Success Plant? Have you seen, is anybody requesting anything in Success Plant?
No. I have, if anything, Success Plant is growing organically and so great. I'm picking up on things. I'm like, that's a brilliant idea that so-and-so came up with and they're sharing with each other. And no, I've got nothing but rave reviews and great feedback. And I'm just loving the action and Success Plan. And what's really funny is I can tell though that there's a number of, I think there's like looky-loos, you know, it's that they're kind of, there's a number of people that are signed up and kind of watching and, you know, loving the knowledge and the communication, but they're not quite chiming in yet. Yeah. So, but I think they will. It's a little, I can see it being a little like, you know, scary or something.
Yeah.
That's why
we set that up.
Mm-hmm.
Get your feet wet for free.
Exactly. That's true.
It's either going to be for you or it's not. And if it is.
Yeah.
You know,
some questions.
You know what to do. Yeah.
All right. See what everybody else is talking about. Does this sound like something you could do? Exactly.
So I know I'm asking all these questions because you're on the front lines way more than I am. Has anybody requested specific podcast titles or episodes or anything like that?
No, you know what's funny about that? I've talked to people and what I kind of hear is, so far, is they're loving the entertainment part of it. You know, I haven't heard anything. I think that there's a few people.
They need to raise their standards.
And, you know, it's funny. Half of them was probably our family laughing at us. Just kidding.
Oh, right.
No, just kidding.
So, I mean, we run these free property promotions all the time. Is anybody asking about that?
Yes. I am pretty darn impressed with the people that have caught that and paid attention. So, since you're listening to this podcast, you probably heard it at the beginning and you might hear it at the end about the free property promotion that we're doing at the end of every month. So I had talked to a really cool guy today, Josh in Grand Rapids, and he scheduled a call with me today and we talked about some things, some business things. And that was one of the things he brought up. Goes, hey, I heard about that. I want you to know I went in, I rated the show. I'm like, great. Thank you, Josh. So, yep, people are excited and loving that. And that's for everybody, whether you're already a member, not a member, dream it up. Just rate our show on iTunes and get the ebook. This isn't really, didn't mean to be a plug, but.
So what is the plug?
Since I'm doing it anyway. Yeah. No, it's at the end of every month, we are giving away a free property. And all you have to do to enroll is to go on landacademy.com and download it and get the free ebook. You don't even have to read it, to quote Stephen. And then
you have good memory.
Thank you. And for some things, that's hilarious. And then rate our iTunes show. And that is it.
Cool.
So if it's okay, can I jump in and ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
So since you and I have, since we just talked about the new products and some of the things that we're working on, I know that you are researching and starting to develop these new products. So what are you experiencing as you're starting to put it all together?
Well, you know, the Land Academy itself all started because our regular land customers were asking how we buy this property so inexpensively. I mean, for years, you know, since the 90s, they've been asking me, how are you buying this property so cheap? So you know this, Jill, but I'm actually saying it to the listening audience. We decided to release this program to help people learn how to buy it and sell property the way that we do it. And I didn't think, honest to God, did not think it was going to be turned into, you know, I didn't think there would be that much interest in it. I figured there'd be a few people. Well, I was completely wrong. It sparked a ton of interest. So, you know, now when someone says, boy, it'd be really cool, Steve, if you could do X, Y, Z and launch this product, this would help, like you kind of alluded to earlier in the show, the turnkey real estate business. So I go out and on the internet and talk to people and find out if they would be interested in something like that. And what I keep hearing everybody say is some version of this. I just want you to tell the truth about whether or not I really need any money to start, or, you know, is there any such thing as zero, I don't need any money to start in this business, or zero down real estate investment company, or, you know, we've all heard silly things like that a million times, and we've always wondered, well, there's no way, you need a few bucks at least to start. So that's what I'm hearing through and through with all the research that I'm doing, that, you know, what are the real hurdles that I have to overcome to buy and sell some property the way that you guys do pretty regularly. So that's what I've been listening to. And I've also found out that this gets even more niche-y, you know, as if it's not niche-y enough to buy and sell unwanted rural land.
Right.
As a real estate business, I'm finding out that there's people like in the prepper community or in people that, you know, this tiny house movement that's going on.
Yes.
They all need land and have no idea. Actually, they have less of an idea about how to buy inexpensive property than the people that have actually been our real customers or our regular members. They have less of an idea, you know, at least our members that are getting involved in starting their own real estate business, they've thought about it before. Maybe they flipped a couple of houses. You know, they're relatively aware of how things work. The prepper people, and I'm not knocking anybody at all, the preppers and the tiny house people they're
survivalists.
Yeah.
What is the PC color? What is the PC?
Every show we have a politically correct issue.
What is the version of prepper, survivalist, left, way over here? I don't know.
I don't think it's left.
I don't know. Okay.
I think it's the other way.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't know.
Let's see. We just brought up left wing, right wing. We just brought up politically correct and politically incorrect. You want to talk about religion too?
Yes, let's do that. Oh gosh. And yeah, I don't.
So my point in all this is that there's a lot of people that they don't have a ton of time to sit around and try to figure out how to do this. So they're asking me to say, what they're saying is, hey, I don't want to start a whole business. I just want to buy one or two or three pieces of property to put my you know, survivalist thing on, or my tiny house, or, you know, there's a huge, huge movement on YouTube that I had no idea about until really recently, that about, you know, just kind of chucking it all and buying a piece of property and, you know, paying cash for pickup truck and putting some wood slats together and living out there. So, and I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views of people that have actually just gotten a cell phone out and taken videos of themselves walking their dog in the morning and talking about how great their life is now because they're not an accountant any longer, which, right, for the record, I have some personal experience with and I happen to agree.
Well, or I talk to a lot of the individuals, the end users, calling about a lot of our properties.
Yeah, sure.
And they're just sick of the traffic and the grind and they're back east and the weather stinks. a lot of it is too, because so much of our property that we sell out west, I talked to a lot of people east in the Northeast, and they're calling because these dreamy pictures, you know, the beautiful views and the no snow and the, you know, all of that. They almost don't even care. They just want something this size to call their own. They're going to show up with their camper, like you said, or whatever it is, and make it home.
That's how this whole thing started for me in the 90s. You know, I was living back east with an awful job. I talk about it in our program, the main program that we have, the Cash Flow for Life program. And I bought a 40 or an 80 acre property. I can't remember. I think it was 40, maybe 80 in Arizona. And, you know, immediately I relisted it just to see what would happen. And I immediately sold it for, I think, twice what I paid. And so instead of keeping it, I obviously, it just, because for spreadsheet reasons, I had to make this, a 16,000 purchase and sale entity instead of just going out there and doing nothing.
Spreadsheet Steven. SSS, Spreadsheet Steven.
For spreadsheet reasons.
Oh, that's really good.
Mental mental issue reasons. So my point is, I guess, bringing it back to the title of this thing, all these people, they just want the truth. You know, they don't want to buy a piece of property for $25,000 and find out 2 months later they could have purchased it for $5,000 if they just would have purchased our products or sought us out and figured out how to do that.
Got it. Yeah, that's true.
Or buy it on terms. Those people, which I don't understand, because if you're chucking it all,
there's a happy mix of both. Let's hang on a minute here, because there are things that I'm willing to pay money for, so I don't have to do it. So there's a little bit of both. There are people that are willing to do the work because they want to save the money and do it their way. But there's a healthy population out there that want to buy that vehicle with the extended warranty and blah, blah, blah. They'd rather spend the money, you know, and have the services provided. Sure. So I'm, you know, it's because I'll be honest, that's really me now. I've come to the point in my life where I'm like, my time is worth more than this. I would rather spend the money and then someone else will do this for me. I don't have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, and you don't have to come to work tomorrow if you don't want to either.
I don't.
So it sounds pretty good to me, Janelle. How do I get a gig like that?
It is. Well.
These are people who don't want any responsibility at all. They want to pay $1,500 for a pickup truck.
Right.
Buy 5 acres for $500 or $1,000 like our members do all the time.
Right.
You know, and put up a house and whatever. I don't know.
Right.
You know, and I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the way the internet is, there are millions of jobs you could do sitting in front of a laptop computer in a shack in wherever, Northern Arizona or Southwestern California or whatever. And as long as you'd find a way to get some food in there, because water's easy and,
right,
you know.
Well, that's what I think is really interesting too. I think that since you started this back in 99, the number of people that are able to move and live in rural areas and live out, you know, and have their own property and stuff has just grown so much, because even how many businesses that you can, you know, be anywhere in the world. There's a lot of businesses nowadays. You can work remotely. No one knows where you are. You just need to have internet. And so you don't even have to quit your job. You know, you can be anywhere.
Right.
You want to be on the beach with a view.
Sure.
You know, like me.
Oh, yeah. Or you could even try it during the weekend or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. You know what we used to hear all the time back long? I mean, I never hear it anymore. Maybe you do. Is, I got to put a septic system in and there's all these regulations and stuff. Man, I don't hear that anymore at all
because
there's so many alternative ways to handle that.
Right. Well, and I love the whole, one of my friends, I didn't even notice on some of the social media. She's in some of the little tiny house movement things.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to look at that, and it's someone that I wouldn't even expect that would be into this. And she's so into it and commenting on it. It's my friend Danielle. And she's got me interested. And those things are not even an issue, even in her mind. And I know in these tiny house, you know, environments, they've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
They really have something you can pull and drop here. And it's,
right.
you know, they've got the generators all figured out, whatever you need. And yeah, it's fantastic.
Right.
So I hope that makes sense. I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's shocking that there's, it's funny that you mentioned that it's a female, because most of the people on YouTube are women that have done this too.
That's interesting. So I think, there's some cool looking ones that I think the chicks really like. They're like, oh, isn't this sweet? It's so cute. Look, honey, it has a little wraparound porch. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's really, really cool. So
that's what I've been finding. I've been finding that there's new markets and different markets for the products that we're, the products that we're going to release. I mean, what I've been doing is trying to figure, we have a list of, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 products. Mm-hmm. That we're working on releasing, and I'm trying to figure out which ones are the most popular and which ones are going to do the best good, and then frankly, the ones that we can sell the most with doing the least amount of effort, or, the ones that we can support effectively too. That, Success Plan's a fantastic support mechanism for Land Academy.
Right.
And that happened. This is the truth about Success Plan was people were calling Jill, potential Land Academy customers, and saying, I love your program. Congratulations on the podcast, but there's no support. How can you help? What happens when I buy this thing and I have 50 questions? I'm not going to be able to reach you guys. You're busy. So what do? We mm-hmm. start Success Plan. And that's the way that everybody now communicates with each other to answer all the questions and support that they get. So the products that we release, we haven't even talked about this, but the products that we release, I'd like to make sure that they fit into Success Plan, because I don't really want to restart a new mechanism now.
We'll figure out a way to roll it all in. Which, here's my idea. Okay, so when Success Plan came to be, if I remember correctly, I left for the weekend and went to California with a girlfriend.
Went on vacation.
I did. And while I was gone, you put it together. So here's my 36 idea.
36 hours straight, I drank 16 Mountain Dews. I ate 4 packages of ramen noodles.
You never left your desk.
When am I get a vacation like that?
Well, hold on a moment. Well, can you? Well, we'll get there. I was going to say, let's just do that again. Let's come up with something great. I'll leave. You put it together.
That's where this is going.
And when I come back, I'll be here for the promotion.
I could have easily hired somebody to do that. In fact, I started to hire somebody to do Success Plan. You know this, Joe.
I have something funny to say about that.
There's certain stuff I just have to do myself. I'm not one of these guys who's got to change my own transmission by any stretch, but there's certain stuff. I honestly think that Success Plan, this is one of the reasons Success Plan is does so well. Mm-hmm. Because I built that thing from the ground up from watching YouTube videos and stuff. I'm not a, mm-hmm. not a web designer by any stretch. Anyway,
right. Well, and it's an environment that we knew. You knew that you were able to put together because you created it, the right environment that we wanted to be able to communicate and layer and reach each other. And it's just perfect. So here's what I was going to say to tie into you doing some of the work. You and I both got a hold of that 4-Hour Work Week book how many years ago and devoured it. Mm-hmm. And we both came back going, oh, I'm going to get a VA. That's the way to do it. We all need 8,000 VAs. And
The
truth about VAs, you know what? You and I tested it and it failed.
But the numbers aren't, we have a couple VAs right now that are maybe the greatest people ever.
Okay, but let me back up, please. The $5 an hour in India VAs failed.
We're saying the same thing.
Okay.
You got to go through like 8 of them, maybe 10 of them.
Right.
Until you find one that works great.
Right. And there's in some ways you can't replace yourself. You have to, there's some things that no one can do better than you. And I'm looking at you, Stephen, and I know you're looking at me. So there's something. Because we can now.
Because we're stuck in this tiny office together.
Little cubby. It's starting to get warm in here, by the way. So I don't want to, it's not that we don't agree with VAs and we don't, but yeah, because we do have some that do. When I say virtual assistant, I really mean that it's a someone here in town that just happens to work on a case by case situation, and I just hire them for certain tasks.
Yeah,
and I just, like, we've never met face to face,
like a notary, mm-hmm. or a, you know, there's mm-hmm. or a title company. That's a virtual
assistant.
It's
kind of
a
VA.
It's a task-specific virtual assistant, which
exactly.
I think that's, you know, this is a topic for another podcast, but people go about hiring VAs incorrectly. I think that, and I only know this because that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I wanted to hire like an assistant.
Right.
Because they're called virtual assistants.
Exactly.
And really, I think what it works, the way it works best for me anyway, or for us, is to make sure that if it's just task specific, and hire them and pay them $10 to do X 3 times a week, like for transcriptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this podcast transcriptions, it costs $1 a minute. We end up spending 15, 20 bucks a day on it. And it comes back 20 minutes later. It's all perfect.
It's true.
You know, if we did that in house, it would take away from with our people here.
Mm-hmm.
It would take tons and tons of time of stuff that they know how to do better. So
it's true. I guess my only point was, it's hard. You can't expect someone, you know, $5 an hour in India to be able to hand them a county list and expect it to come back perfect and scrubbed and all that good stuff.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the other group of people, to bring this to a close, the group of people that I'm finding on the internet that are really asking me, they're asking me for a product are people that are not interested in land acquisitions at all. They're only interested in selling property. You know, they're interested in buying a piece of property that maybe we purchased and marked up. Let's say we buy a 5-acre property for $500. We mark it up for $1,500. Mm-hmm. Let's say $2,000.
Okay.
Which is a pretty typical deal for us, right?
Okay.
And so now the property's $2,000. This person buys it from us because they're not interested in doing a mailing or anything like that.
Right.
And they sell it on terms.
Right.
They sell it for $12,000 for $100 down, $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have an arsenal of these things. So I'm kicking around the idea of releasing a package and telling the truth, obviously, about it all the way through, as we always do, about how that actually works and what's good about it and what's potentially not good about it.
Love it.
Now, we chose at Landstay, our land company, we chose to do both sides of it, buy it cheap and sell it, market it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Turns out not everybody wants to do all of that stuff. Some, they just want to buy cheap property. Some, they just want to sell it, create an income stream.
True.
And our current members want to do it all, which I think is the right way, but that's just me.
Well, they want a business, but not everybody wants a whole business like that. Some people do just want to do stuff on the side, you know?
Right.
That's a whole nother podcast.
So, do you have an audition tonight?
I do have an audition.
Listen to this. Like 6 weeks ago, Jill comes and says, you know, on Wednesday night, I need to leave early because I'm going to go to this acting. She takes an acting class at Scottsdale Community College. This is the way Jill's life goes. This is why everybody calls her and wants to talk to her for 2 hours. So, you know, nobody knew this at the beginning, but the instructor of this acting class has some tricks up her sleeve. She is actually the casting director for like all the stuff that goes on around town in Phoenix here, the mm-hmm. live entertainment. And it turns out this is how she finds like new talent that no one knows about. Well, guess who she picked?
We'll see.
Yeah. So Jill's auditioning to do plays and stuff. I know this is going to cost us money.
No, it's not. It's time, but yeah. No, it's going to be great. I promise in the end, it's really good. So yes, I do have an audition tonight.
So tell us, what's the audition?
There's 3 different roles. Shucks, I should have brought the flyer with me. One is like 10 different small parts from different directors, a showcase. Dude, and another one is the something of Szechuan. I'm awful, you guys.
It doesn't matter.
I don't remember the name of the plays, but there's 3 different ones, and then the callbacks will happen like at the end of this week if they want to call me back for something. But
so what happens if you just become an actor?
I just
chuck the whole real estate business.
I don't know. Then I'll be doing this from LA next.
That's going to happen anyway. Probably.
Which is what I do a lot all the time anyway.
Exactly.
We're out there all the time. So there you go.
You just hire like 2 more people below you and you wouldn't have to do anything.
Exactly. I just oversee it all. No, this is just something fun on the side. And so I was thinking about it this last weekend. I was at this event, this conference, and like it was a good time to get away and kind of think about some things. And I'm thinking about all the stuff that we have going on here with Land Academy and Landstay. And so I'm trying to stay on top of all that. while I'm trying to put together a book. Oh, and by the way, I threw an acting class in there because, gee, why not?
I saw that.
And now we have our daily podcast. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, my spare time, maybe I should, you know, I think I'm going to start volunteering at the hospital. I don't know. No, but actually, I do have one more thing that and it's charity stuff, and that's coming.
Yeah. So, remember when we said the whole point of doing this is to have less responsibility?
Oh my gosh! Oops.
When we were ramping after the downturn, you know, you can see it in our financial statements that are plastered all over the internet. After the downturn, we kind of migrated from a cash model, selling it for cash, to a terms model, and we were all excited. We're like, oh, this is going to be the best thing because we're going to have less responsibility.
The payments just come in. Yeah. We don't even have to just check the bank balance. We don't have to do anything.
And all that stuff's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we started Land Academy.
What were we thinking?
I don't know.
I'm
having fun, though.
This is a great way to wrap up. Everyone just wants the truth.
It doesn't get any more true than that. We were looking at big boats, remember?
We thought done because we are
going to go live
done,
on a boat.
But we aren't apparently done with what else we have to do. I mean, even though we set up this great, successful, you know, business that just kind of runs itself, now we apparently need to take on something else. Yes.
So everybody just wants the truth, and we have built Land Academy and the Land Academy business model on that concept. So
yes.
I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but if anyone out there needs to know how Jill's audition went or how her acting career is going, her email address is jill@landacademy.com. Oh my God, good luck with that.
Oh no.
I know. You're going to have to set up a new subfolder.
Thanks a lot.
You should just start your own Jill show.
I think I might.
What would you do if it was just the Jill show? JustJill.com.
Oh, that's not bad. You really want to know?
Yeah.
It would be, I think that, and based on our members, I know this is factual, there are a lot of women out there that would like to start their own side businesses, and they have a lot of great ideas.
And how do I know that? Because I know you're right.
How do I know that?
Because we have tons of members.
Go online.
We're married women who, we just did a podcast with Claire. Mm-hmm. She's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Married with a couple little kids. Her husband's at work, and her whole thing is, and she said this on the air. It's not like we're talking, you know,
mm-hmm.
She wants to start this business. She has started it. She's bought several pieces of property,
mm-hmm.
build up an income stream, and eventually they can pretty much do what we're doing.
Exactly. Then her business will be their business.
Right.
You know, and it's going to take over. So
right.
I know, and it's not real estate specific. I know there's all kinds of things out there that there are a lot of female individuals that maybe a little guidance, a little something, and some even just support, you know, would be very beneficial. Because you and I mean, until you get into this and start stuff, there's a lot of little things that you need to think about. There's so many details that it's all true, you know, what everybody says, that I learned way more, you know, starting my own business than I ever did getting my, you know, MBA, you know, dream it up until you get out there and do it. And there's a lot of little obstacles, and you've got to have the right attitude. Gosh, there's so much of that. And get over those little speed bumps that we joke about. They're speed bumps for us, but they're brick walls for other people.
I think attitude's everything.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, to wrap it up, that's what I would.
In the spirit of everybody just wants the truth, do you have any parting advice for all of us?
Oh, look
if you are just starting right now, this is what I ask our regular I kind of interrupted you. You already answered the question. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. The answer is yes. I would say to everyone, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, look at it as a speed bump, not a brick wall.
Yeah.
And if you have that attitude and just know that, all right, I'm going to roll my sleeves up. It may take me all night. I'm going to figure out how to program this or wire that or whatever. That's the beauty of the internet too. There's so many answers out there. Whatever you're trying to do, if you look at it as a speed bump and you're going to get through it, then you will. And the other thing that
Or you can just ask your partner to do it and go to Los Angeles for 3 days and have
fun.
Well,
yeah, there was the other side too, yeah. I could say, Steven, roll up your sleeves. This is just a speed bump. I'll be over here.
And my cell phone will be off from 6 to 9.
Because I'll be out at an audition. You know, I'll be out. I'm watching some talent learning. Okay, good. I bet. Thank you. That's good. Should I ask you that question?
Yeah, if you want, you can ask me anything.
Okay, let's do the last. This will be the last thing.
Okay.
So what would be your answer to that?
What's the question again? Oh, if I was just
that was memory out. Stinks.
If I was just starting out.
Yeah.
You know, I would find some place in the spirit of telling the truth. I would find some place like Land Academy, if not Land Academy, learn from it, take it seriously, make a commitment to get all involved and learn as much as I could from other people. You know, I started this thing and made a ton of mistakes for a really long time. And I say this with enthusiasm and honesty. You know, we have all the answers when it comes to land deals. I'm trying to think if I've, you know, I'm not bragging. I mean, we did a show called We Are the Experts. We probably should have talked about this then.
We are the experts.
I know. And we just, I'm trying to think if someone asked us a question about flipping land, if I couldn't answer it. And
no.
I don't think that, mm-mm. If I couldn't, I know where to find it really quickly. So
you could,
if I was just starting out, I would trust somebody like me. Buy into their situation and make sure they're telling the truth and it's not a bunch of upselling stuff that goes on.
Right.
That's what I would do.
So. But you're the expert.
Have a good audition tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for, welcome to my little, thanks for hanging out my little cave.
I like your studio. It's very nice.
All right. Thanks.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.